The following is a listener commentary and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lynn Cannell Broadcasting, the Board of Directors, or staff.
This is Carol Tyneman. A representative democracy is a precious thing, but it is not a perfect system. 49% of voters may have to live a few years with elected leaders for whom they did not vote. Democracy is imperfect, but better than the alternatives. The privilege to recall elected leaders is also important, but must be used responsibly. Recalls may be necessary if officials embezzle funds or manipulate decisions for personal gain. A recall should not be used to change the results of a regular election or be based on frivolous allegations. I do not think the actions or decisions by Assembly members Tom Morfitt, Heather Lundy, or Tresham Gregg were legitimate causes for a recall election. There's been no gross misconduct and no laws were broken. I do not think the police chief was coerced by Tom or Heather or by their suggestions that he continue providing information for the police blotter. It's public information and the newspaper prints it for free. No financial benefit, no conflict of interest. I do not think Tresham's email to the Assembly members violated the Open Meetings Act. There was no simultaneous discussion of borough business by a majority of the Assembly. It's difficult enough to find people willing to run for public office. The negativity and anger behind the recall further stifles the willingness of people to serve. Some of the scars from the past recalls in Haines linger and call on us to work together to heal them. To recall Tom, Heather, and Tresham based on, in my view, false allegations is unethical and would do a great disservice to our entire community. It's important to take a stand against the abuse of the election process by voting no on this recall Tuesday, August 15th. The polls are open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at ANB A&S Hall on 1st and Willard and Mosquito Lake Fire Hall. This is Carol Tyneman.
The preceding remarks are the personal view of the commentators and do not necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lynn Cannell Broadcasting, the Board of Directors, or staff. KHNS welcomes the submission of responsible commentaries by our listeners. Please come by the studio, call us at 983-2853 or 766-2020, or go online for a copy of the commentary guidelines at khns.org under Listener Submissions.